Hey guys, sorry for the delay there. I was delayed. All right, so hey everybody, it's been a while. I guess I have to sign in as a host in order for to record. So 1 minute. Let me see if I can find the host credentials. Well, I'm looking for the host credentials, because this part doesn't have to be recorded. Does anyone have anything to share? Because it's been a long time since we've had this meeting. So does anybody have anything they'd like to bring up or announce or just share with the group or ask questions about?
Yeah, Khalil, host credentials.
I got it.
33 01 36 76.
I'm not sure if people should know that, but yeah, I got it. Thanks. But is there anything anybody wants to share? Okay. All right, it's recording. What else is it doing? Well, before we hand it off to announcements, Owen, I'm curious, is it how warm is it in your neck of the woods?
Sorry, I'm just munching on some toast.
Doggone it. Sorry.
Yeah, pretty warm for the UK anyway. I'm not sure what the temperature was today, but high 20s centigrade, or 30 centigrade maybe, which is not like full on hot, but it's pretty hot for the UK.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go back to eating your toast, and I'll be hoping you're able to stay cool. It's pretty warm here, at least where I live, in the Boston area today. Oh, and Tom is quite comfortable. All right. Okay, so there's no announcements and nothing anybody wants to share. We'll just dive into Alexi giving some release management updates. So Alexi, I'm sharing my screen, but if you want to share your screen, I can stop sharing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it would be more handy if you can start share it. Yeah, let me claim the host. I can share. Oh, I can share. Cool. Okay. Let me just briefly find the proper window, and then we'll start. Okay, looks like this one. All right, hope you should see it. Okay, so let me just start. So today I want to touch base some things related to our upcoming release, Trillium. Also want to route around of some quality gate stuff. Yeah, so maybe somebody aware about it, maybe somebody not, but I just want to give you some hands up and updates related to it. Yeah, so also maybe I will tell you a little bit some insight related to incoming changes from Eureka side. It's related to some permissions migration script. Yeah, so yeah, what else on my side? Yeah, so and so yeah, so Trillium Bugfest preparation. Yeah, I guess we can touch base a little bit our Trillium plan to make sure that everyone aware. Unfortunately, not all of you by some reason can join my Thursday's release updates meetings. Yeah, so yeah, and from other perspective, maybe I will give you some hands up related to separation of our module set into applications. Yeah, so maybe I already talked about it, but maybe it will be beneficial for you. So let's start from Trillium. Maybe I will start with Trillium homepage of Trillium release. Yeah, this one. Okay, so where we are right now. Today is like beginning of sprint 2023. Yeah, so and let's just deep dive here, right? So we need to have some clearance about Umbrella Leaf scope. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, I do not have some timeline for Umbrella Leaf yet, so we're going to discuss it with RMS group in 2 weeks. Yeah, so and I hope that at the beginning of Spring 2024 we'll have some kind of some kind of timeline for Umbrella Leaf to make sure that teams can start working on it. So at the same time, we've got API freeze for platform components, right? So, and here I want to pay attention for RMB and Vertex. Yeah, so maybe it can be also affect for Spring-based modules, but RMB and Vertex are my first attention here. Yeah, so here is the epic for these activities. First of all, I want to let or remind you that it's just breaking change, right? So it's just change of major version of Vertex, and I don't know, right? So when Vertex Leap and RME will be finished with the migration, right? So I prepared all stories that I need to be done as part of it. So I just walk through the list of our RMB or Vertex modules and created the tickets. So please make sure that you can estimate and prioritize it. At the same time, this activities has not been enabled because we are waiting for adoption of Vertex 0.5 by Vertex Leap and by RMB. Yeah, so and once it will be done, I guess I will post some wide announcement about it that we are ready. Honestly, as for me, it's quite risky because we don't know any implication of it right now. It's still like a black box for us, and honestly, I expect some back and forth. Maybe we need to fix something on the RMB side to make sure that our functionality works correctly, or maybe to adopt something on individual modules layer. But as for me, it's still like a black horse here, right? So, and we need to be very careful with it. Yeah, that's why I'm pushing Julian and Adam to finish their work as soon as they can, right? So to make sure that we have enough time for playing with bump up of version RMB version, right? So and changing our dependency for Vertex Leap as well. So it's the first, I guess, black horse on our Trillium stuff, but it's not the last, right? So, yeah. So, another topic, I guess, what I want to
Well,
try. Yeah, Halila, please go ahead.
before we talk about this, I think there's a question, and the question is, why is this being, why now? Why towards the end of Trillium, why do we now have
I guess it was
these
communicated
stories?
for a while, right? So stories, I just prepared the breakdown of it, right? So, but as usual, as we make RMB upgrade, it's just our every release activity, right? So if RMB release some breaking change, we need to adopt it. Yeah, so right now we do not have a chance to skip it into Umbrella Leaf because support of I heard that support of previous version of Vertex is going to be finished soon. That's why we need to adopt like a latest version.
So, Alexei, when you say that this has been a long time coming with RMB, was this a part of the TC list, or what? I mean, because for POs, this This is
Let's
new.
touch base.
Yeah.
Let me just find real quick this stuff. Okay, vertex. Oh. Okay.
Okay.
It's weird. It's weird, yeah, because it was communicated beforehand for us, and honestly, it's about Vertex Leap. Okay. Well, maybe let me scroll down. Yeah, here is Eclipse Vertex 0.5. Yeah, it was from TC side initially.
Okay. So, you're going to talk about another issue where there's been a disconnect between the TC recommendations and what POs are aware of. So I want you to talk about that, and then I want to circle back to this this disconnect and how we're
Sure,
how we
sure.
need to how we can and how we are currently trying to address it. So I want you to get to the mod configuration thing, and then we'll circle back to that.
No problem, Khalila. Yeah, so I guess this topic related to migration to Vertex 0.5 was communicated from the beginning of summer in different meetings. Right, so first of all, on my Thursday release updates call, so I'm always just remind people about it. Unfortunately, we were blocked, right, about this work because even backlog is available, right? So migration of RMB has not been finished. Yeah, it is our enabler to start adoption of these changes within the platform, within the individual modules. Yeah, so we need to have RMB upgraded and Vertex Leap adopted these changes as well. So it's two enablers for us right now.
Yeah, and I see
I
what
created backlog right on maybe a week before previous, right? So but still, right? It's not something new.
so well, it might not be something new, but it's new to this group. And so I
It's okay.
yeah,
It's strange.
it's I mean I it's new. And I'm seeing that 'cause I'm looking at the thread in chat, and I don't, and I, so I do think we should talk about this more. But before we talk about what might be this disconnect with TC requirements in us and how we're going to address it, let's can we talk about the other items that that you feel
Sure,
that need to be a
sure.
part of Trillium?
Yeah, why not? So another topic is tied to migration of our values and settings from mod configuration to mod settings or into individual modules. Yeah, so here you can see this epic, and within this epic we've got only must-haves for Trillium. Some work has been already done. Some work has been moved into Umbrella Leaf. So we moved into Umbrella Leaf only features or tasks which could be moved, right? So but in the epic for Trillium, we stay only must-haves, right? So if this work, so must-haves and spikes, right? So to make sure that Umbrella Leaf work will be fully discovered. Right, so it's not if it's not spike, in this case it's must have, and it mean if it will not be migrated, right? So some functionality can be lost in Trillium. Please keep it in mind.
Is
Yeah.
that it for Trillium?
Yeah, this particular epic folio 4017 is particular for Trillium.
Okay. And is there anything else that you want to present about Trillium? But before Charlotte, hang on, Charlotte, for a minute. I just want to ask Alexi this question. Is there anything else that Alexi you want to present related to Trillium?
We've got unclear topic, yeah, related to Spring Boot
Okay.
migration.
All
Yeah,
right.
so because we've got the same push from TC to upgrade to version 4. At the same time, this version has not been released yet, right? So we do not know implication of it, right? So right now we already adopted version 3.5 and it's used widely in our modules. But related to version 4, it's still like black horse for us. So we decided to conduct some kind of investigation, right? So Slava Handrema is working on some approach. He's reviewing release notes. He's trying to migrate for release candidate. Yeah. So and honestly, PTC is pushing us to adopt it in Trillium by one reason, right? So because support of version 3.5 will be finished at June, but most of libraries gonna to start Trillium adoption somewhere in summer next year. That's why, yeah, so version 3.5 will be out of support. Yeah, that's the main intent of this talk. But as soon as it should take some time, maybe by this reason, we'll need to review or revise our Trillium timeline because for sure, work for Spring Boot 4.0 has not been planned at all.
Okay. All right. Alexi, is that it?
Regarding Trillium, that's it.
Okay. I have some thoughts. I could tell others have thoughts. Charlotte, the floor is yours. 'Cause you were off mute. So what do you want to say?
So I just noticed that Folio 4017 did not have a release target, but you said it was intended for Trillium.
Yeah.
4017.
So it's Trillium.
But
But it
the release field is not, I'm sorry, Charlotte. Is
yeah,
Charlotte referring to the
exactly.
release field?
Yes.
Okay, let me fill the release. No
So
problem.
Charlotte, feel free to stay off mute if you have other things to say, but what I wanted to say was, as a PO, and I don't know how other POs feel, I rely on UX prod to kind of tell me what is the feature, that's going to be a part of the release. And I rely on that fixed version field because, well, there's a whole history about using that field in UX prod feature. I rely on that. And then I also rely on having a filter of user stories and epics that say Trillium as the release. So aside from UX prod and using fixed version, I know I rely when I'm looking for user stories and I'm poking POs or poking myself about, well, what's left in Trillium, I'm looking at the issues, bugs, epics that are not in UX prod that have the release version of Trillium. And so if they don't, I'm not super aware of it. Now, that's just me. I don't know if others feel the same way, but if it doesn't have that flag, I don't know. So that's one thing. I think the other thing is that Alexei, we see the TC's list of approved, supported technologies rather. Is that so they give us the list. They give the list. What's the next step after that list? Is this something where it's your, is it, should every team review this and then create stories? Is it a situation where, I need to look at it and create epics and stories? Or is it you? Like, once they approve it and give their thumbs up, who should communicate, who should manage the communication of this information much earlier, and not just via an email and also Jira? Like, who should be, like, what's what do who do we think, or what do we think should be the people that are working with the POs and teams to make sure this work is accounted for much earlier, and that we're also aware of blockers that might, prevent us from doing it. Man, I said a whole lot there, so hopefully someone can answer it or say something.
Yeah, so if it is related to release activities, right? So, and as for me, adoption of new technologies or some new version of it, it's like I'm keeping an eye on this stuff. So I can create epics, and from time to time, it's just on my responsibility because, as you can see, this epic was created in early June here. Right, so from my side, for these activities for Vertex stuff, yeah, it's also was on my side in just middle of June. Yeah, so yeah, so I'm pretty sure that I can do this. Yeah, so yeah, it looks like yeah, I've got my forum, right? So release updates forum, and usually, all like Scrum Masters and team leads are invited into it, right? So if you think that I should be part of every product owner call to make sure that they can share this information and repeat it here as well, I can do it, right? So, but I've got plenty of forums. Yeah, so and at the same time, if I've shared, for example, usually not all POs attend my calls on Thursday, right? So, but team leads are Scrum Masters, and Scrum Masters are part of it. So, and if team leads and Scrum Masters are not share this information with product owners or with the team, so it's weird. I guess in this case, it looks like that communication is broken. So if maybe, right? So maybe I need to write white email to everyone, right? So with all this stuff, yeah, I can do it. Yeah, so for the future being, so to make sure that communication is not lost and everyone I aware about some coming changes, yeah, that is fine as well. But anyway, so we've got our release page, yeah, so with all release plan, and please don't be shy, review it from time to time, even one times per sprint, right? So you can find here some additional release preparation activities, just and if you still have some question, you can ask them, right? So it's not something which is hidden from everyone. All this information is public.
So I have some, I know other folks have thoughts. So one of the things that Alexi, is it possible to record that Thursday meeting that you hold and make it and share it with
Sure. Yeah,
folks?
let's try to do it. Yeah, I can do
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, and if it, and if it's if it if it's necessary, maybe it needs to be a Zoom meeting, but if it needs to be, then I guess Peter Murray would be the person to work with. Now I see Steph, Miss Buck has her hand raised. The floor is yours.
Yes, thank you. So for the last handful of releases, Alexi, you've been meeting with teams to talk about capacity. And we build in room for NFRs and we build in room for the features that we're working on. How do we make this part of that planning? Because otherwise, there's no capacity for things that come up at the end of the release like this.
I guess we've got this room for all release preparation activities as usual. Yeah, Steph, you can talk with your Scrum Master with Irina, and she will show for you all this preparation stuff. It's just our regular activity. And this
No,
room for this has been reserved for sure.
but things like the vertex, like if that's not called out ahead of time as needing to be included in the release preparation, then we're not leaving enough time for the release preparation.
In the past, it was called RMB upgrade, but it is the same.
So I want to chime in here. I think okay, let's there not everyone has a Scrum Master, and not everyone knows about these allocations. So and the thing I think the thing is that we as POs are not aware, and nor are our teams. It's just simply not in our backlog. And I think the key thing is we've got to figure out how to make sure that we're aware much sooner, even if, it turns out like the Spring Boot thing, it isn't going to be ready for Trillium. So, but at least we need a way to stay up to date about these things. And because it's not working right now the way it is. And so, I mean, I'm being pretty blunt here, and it's not working though. And that's why we're having these conversations, and that's why we have folks asking these questions. So we've got to figure out a way to make this work and be more transparent about this so that folks can be clear about this and plan. Dennis, I'm gonna give you the floor. Mr. Bridge, I'll give you the floor in 1 minute. One way that I've asked the TC to help out with this, and they're actually having a meeting right now, is to finalize their umbrella leaf list of approved or not approved, their support technologies. And my hope is that if they do this, if they approve this before now, then we can account for it. We can work with our teams and review this and account for it. But some of these th upgrades is an effort of coordination. Like this has to be a coordinated effort. Like the migration of Vertex X, I assume, is a coordinated effort. And what I'm trying to figure out is who leads that coordination and who creates the
It's more on my side, yeah. So it's on my side, yeah. So I usually create all stories, yeah. So but the same as an epics for it, yeah. But regarding features allocation, it's on team side to distribute prepared the backlog from the epic into individual features.
So then what I'd ask Alexei, well, this is a suggestion, but we'll open up the floor for other suggestions, is that as once this gets approved for Umbrella Leaf, I'm talking about future, and we can circle back to Trillium. Once it gets approved for Umbrella Leaf, it would be nice to create the epics. And I don't think they should be created in Folio. I think they should be created in UX Prod so that the POs are aware, hey, this is coming for Trillium. But I don't, this is my thought. I'm not saying this is the path forward. I'm gonna let Dennis talk and then others talk, and then let's see if we can figure out how we can address going forward. And then maybe circle back to Trillium, because I'm not sure what we do about Trillium.
I guess Steph already, let me just finish this topic. Steph already touched this topic related to planning activities, right? So I'm sure, right? So that here on the call, we do not have, we've got POs not only from EPAM and EBSCO, right? So, but on EPAM side, on the EBSCO side, we plan these activities quite directly. So here is what we reserve, for example, for release activities and NFR stuff. So yeah, so for some defects dev, functional development and support, so all our capacity for particular release is distributed into the different buckets. It's our regular stuff, right? So and so it is our reality, right? So and we are doing it every release. So just to make sure that this topic that something has not been someone were not about aware or some capacity was not reserved, so it's not true. capacity was reserved. Maybe, yeah, so we've got on my side or on DC side some communication gap. Yeah, so it's my bad, right? So I can fix it, but capacity has been reserved. Yeah, Dennis, please go ahead.
I think that the disconnect has kind of already been highlighted here is the POs, like our list of responsibilities is our features. And so because we haven't got features, we are not considering our responsibility, so to speak, or it's not in our minds as our responsibility to make sure this happens. And the teams aren't really focused on this level. I don't think we can or should expect them to be thinking about this all the time, like how much capacity they have. So part of what we just need to do, I 100% agree that we should just have each team create a feature because Alexi, I think then you would have an acknowledgement that each PO is aware of this, whatever the problem is. You know, Vertex is the thing right now, but whatever the requirement is. Once a PO has created a feature for it, then you know they're aware of it and you know that they've taken responsibility for making sure that gets done. Because although we've committed, you know, our percentages of capacity at the beginning when we all talk, as the release carries on, we're looking at our list of responsibilities and making sure that all of those things are completed. And if it's not on that list, it makes it just makes it exponentially harder to track it is just not really visible to POs, I think, is a challenge of this. So, yeah, those are my two cents.
Okay, thank you so much.
I just wanted to say I see some notes in the chat. So the TC, as we speak, is reviewing the Umbrella Leaf, and I may have said this before, supported technologies list. And one of the things I asked Jen Colt was, can you guys have to approve this by the timelines that we have around the, you know, kind of beginning to, you know, the you know, as we around the timeline of August 22nd, because that's the timeline for solidifying our Umbrella Leaf features list. It doesn't mean we finalized it, but it's pretty solid. So if it can, I don't know if they can do it as soon as today. I know they're meeting today, but the goal is that we have it so that we can account for, you know, we can consider it as a part of our, we're aware of it. I hear what Alexi's saying, but if we can do that, then we can then share that with our teams and become aware of these items. And have our teams look at the items and determine which areas we know for sure we need to account for in our capacity or, you know, depending on the sprints and in our sprints. This is all about being just clear about the expectations and so hopefully by having them provide the list by, you know, in August, while we're refining Umbrella Leaf scope, will help prevent the issues that we're having now. And the, as far as the process, I mean, I think I would prefer if there was, you know, if it, I don't know if a UX prod feature makes sense, but there needs to be some agreement as to who owns the work that is on that list. For example, with you know, there was a change for OpenSearch for Trillium. The dev lead just created a story and did it. You know, I asked, well, why'd you do it? He said, oh, because it's on this list. But that was the conversation I had with my team. And so I don't know if those are the types of conversations we should be having or if it needs to be more coordinated. I don't know. But we just need to, I think it's clear we just need to know what is expected and be able to and then ensure that it's being planned for.
Okay. Yeah, so I promise to be more transparent for everything what we've got. All right, so yeah, so and let's yeah, so let's work together, right? So what do we have right now in Umbrella Leaf? Because I will review it, right? So let me check, has it been approved? Oh, it's still in draft stage, right?
It's still in
So
draft. The plan is that
yeah.
they approve it by August 22nd.
Okay, in this case, let's wait a little bit. Yeah, so yeah,
And
so
that might need to be another timeline to a milestone, Alexei, because I reached out to Jen and said, Jen, I need you to have this by this time frame because we POs and teams need to be aware as they're beginning to solidify their Umbrella Leaf plans. So that might need to be a milestone in the release to say that the TC has to approve supported technologies by, while, and so that POs can then prepare in teams, not just POs, but the development teams can prepare their scope for release.
Okay, yeah, I promised to be more accurate with it, so maybe it was it were some Russia hour Russia years, right? So and a few Russia release with just plenty of parallel activities. Yeah, so I will take a look. Yeah, so let's work together. Yeah, I will try
Yeah.
to prepare required epics beforehand to make sure that you can also specify the same like a reference for particular features for individual teams.
Okay, but n so we'll, we're gonna get this process figured out for Umbrella Leaf because we're not gonna have this conversation again. But
Sure,
all
sure.
right. And I say and thanks, Alexei, for allowing us to, express our concerns and being patient about it. Because this is not pointed at you at all. It's something that I think we're all kind of figuring out, but we're just not going to let it happen anymore. Now, with Trillium, let's just go back to that because there are some issues. There's the Vertex stuff, in which it could, from the last, could have some impact to the Trillium release date, I believe. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, because we do
Okay.
not have a clear picture of of impact, unfortunately. Yeah,
Okay.
so it can impact our release date, right? So the same as Spring Boot, and maybe once we'll have some clear understanding of this impact, we'll need to meet with RMS group once again and discuss maybe new dates for the Trillium release.
Okay.
So
And so, guys, I'm gonna keep talking for a little bit. You guys are gonna have to stop me though. Okay, so maybe Vertex. I don't know the impact of not doing this Vertex 5 upgrade, but I guess one of the things I'm thinking about with the TC, this is maybe more for the whole group to chime in on, is maybe we need to ask them for a definition of done or a little bit more a monitor. They have to monitor where the state of these upgrades are. And then maybe make some decisions to delay some of these or these upgrade some of these decisions. For example, the migrate values from config to mod settings. Now, one of the there's something that we definitely have to do because of some work we did with user preferences. But this is one where it was like we got to do this, but there wasn't really guidance from the TC on how to get it done, other than you just have to have it done by this time frame. So I do wonder if there's some way that we can get the TC to maybe take a bit more ownership and maybe on these requirements to understand its impact before they say it has to be a part of a release. All right, that's my vent, Tom. The floor is yours.
that's okay. I have a vent too. I kind of wonder if we can push back with the TC on Spring Boot, because what worries me is that they're requesting that version 4 be put into Trillium, and that's an MC1, so it's not even released yet. And then I noticed while you were scrolling through Umbrella Leaf, they're asking for version 4.1, which isn't even on the release page for Spring Boot. And I understand they're going through the end of open support lifecycle, but at the same extent, like, how can we put a version of something that has not been officially released into our release?
I guess, Tom, their goal is to try to use release candidates into our release cycle, yeah, to make sure that we can draw on it. But honestly, it was the same arguments from my side when I talked with TC on Monday. Yeah, so, and we, but they were pointing to end of support, right? So for such technologies, and so what we promised for them, we're going to deep dive just to understand and estimate effort what could be required from individual team side. And after that, we will back. So if they will still insist to conduct this, I guess we will not have any chance just to revise the release dates and move them out somewhere into the end of year. Yeah, right now it's still open question. I know it's just quite a tricky topic for index data, and that's why I'm also pushing it out.
Yeah, I was going to say, because with the end of support that's listed there, is the end of support mean that that version will no longer get any fixes, or does it just mean that it won't, that they will not accept any?
If some vulnerability will be identified in it, they're not going to fix it in their open source version, only in the enterprise subscription.
Okay, so they will not backport it to the others.
Correct.
It just seems... I understand that part of it then, because I was wondering if it was that or if they wouldn't just accept support tickets at all. But to the same extent, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, how adding a release, to me, adding a release candidate of something to our official release.
Tom, I fully agree with you. So I fully support you. I got the same grasp about it. But unfortunately, so we are trying to find some kind of trade-off. So because it's still quite, it could be time-intensive work. But at the same time, we need to find a deal, right? So, So let's wait. Yeah, in 2 weeks, we're going to finish our investigation about version 0.4, right? So maybe we can plan some activities, but I do not want to release folio with a release candidate. It's my personal opinion, like a release manager, and it's just my strong feeling about it.
No, I agree with you 100% on that. I releasing a production piece of software with a release.
Correct. Candidate. Correct. Yeah.
Or practice in my mind. I'll let Joe go. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, I have extra concerns about upgrading or transitioning to new technology stacks, particularly late in the release cycle after most of the work has been done, because in this particular cycle, we did run into regression issues involving RMB that had basically resulted in P1 critical service patchwork. And I think the less time we have to do testing, go back and test against the new underlying technologies, the more risk there is and the greater likelihood there is that something gets overlooked. So it really would be ideal if we know that we're going to have to upgrade this infrastructure, planning ahead so that we can do it early in the release cycle so that we're testing against that latest software rather than relying on an already overloaded bug fest to try to catch it. Is important. So and this is for all stakeholders, but I would strongly encourage the TC to take that into account so that we know going into release planning what we have to deal with, so that we can work with our teams to make sure that we're working with, that we're doing our daily tests and integration tests with the software that will actually be deployed.
Yeah, Joe, fully agree with you, right? So, and in previous releases, when some minor version of Vertex were introduced, we did what you just described, right? So we defer RMB upgrade to the next release, right? So, and usually upgrade our OpenPub RMB version only at the beginning of upcoming release. But it looks like today, right? So we are in quite a tricky situation about end of official support, right? So for this public technology, open source technology that is used within our modules. Yeah, that's why we are talking about it right now. Yeah, so I would be happy, yeah, just to defer it into the umbrella leaf and to start and plan umbrella leaf beforehand with a clear vision of what need to be done, right? So, but unfortunately, it is what it is. Yeah. Yeah, I hope for umbrella leaf, right? So we can skip any RMB upgrade and then upgrade to the latest version of RMB only in batch with what going to be prepared within RMB. All right. We've got only 13 minutes left, right? So shall we move on? Yeah, Joe touched base the topic related to testing and some kind of quality gates. I just want to pay your attention about it as well. Yeah, so let me move on. So guess we've done with Trillium stuff. I know it's quite annoying from what we just discussed, but yeah, it is what it is. Okay, let me just refresh the page. Okay, maybe let me open a new one. So yeah, I know that mostly I'm just asked EPAM teams to support me, right? So within our different quality gates, right now we've got two types of our quality gates. One is related to integration tests, backend integration tests, it is Karate tests. And right now, I guess Karate tests were fully adopted for Eureka platform. So at the beginning of this year in February and March, I guess we've got the Dojo team who helped us to adopt previously executed within Okapi platform Karate test to Eureka platform. And right now, all these backend tests are quite stabilized with help of different parties like KitFox team, Slava Khandermay, Sergey Nasko, and other developers who spend their effort for stabilization. I'm really appreciated, right? So we implemented some additional helper to make sure that modules can be properly installed and entitled into particular tenants. So currently, we've got excellent, as for me, pass rate, right? So if we are looking into our current last executions, almost more than 98% of pass tests. That is extremely good, as for me, right? So right now, these Karate tests are executed against nightly run, but for the nearest future, I'm going to switch and back our Karate test execution into quality gate to make sure it will be executed in parallel with Cypress smoke test. Yeah, so the same for our Karate test failures, right? So picture is pretty good. Thank you, everyone. Yeah, so thank you, our dev teams, for support. Yeah, we are in a good shape. Also, let me jump into Cypress tests, right? So I know that I First of all, we've got our quality gate. This set of tests are executed a few times per day, every 3 hours. And pass rate is extremely good. As for me, it's close to 100%. So right now it's almost 98%. Yeah, so you can see here some statistics for last few executions. Yeah, so if some regression is introduced, you can see this this case when results and we've got plenty of test cases that need to be investigated, and we are able to react for the failures quite fast, quite often, and that's extremely good as for me, right? So also investigation rate is extremely high, right? So we just enable additional features. That's why we've got this uninvestigated spikes. We'll review it later a little bit. But overall, yeah, so quality gate, as for me, is good, right? So here it's almost 100%, around 2% or maybe somewhere 3% of failures. In some regression cases, you can see that number of failures is increased. Yeah, so and we can react for this. Yeah, so one more activity, which also I asked our EPAMers front-end engineers, UI engineers, to assist with investigation of nightly execution. For nightly run, we've got smoke and a critical pass test, which are executed. Here you can see we've got almost 1700 of tests, right? So which are executed on a daily basis. Yeah, you can filter easily for nightly Cypress, and can see only nightly runs here. Yeah, so honestly, pass rate is pretty good, right? So today's pass rate is more than 94.5%. Yeah, so it's really great for such a huge number of tests. Yeah, so also front-end engineers, yeah, so I asked to use 20% of our front-end engineers' time. It's roughly 1.5 hours per day for investigation of nightly run. Yeah, because it's essential for us. By this activity, we reduce workload for our RQA team, right? So, and RQA team is focused on enhancing our pass our coverage, right? So for Cypress test, yeah, because in the past our coverage was quite low. It was around 30%, right? So our goal is to bump up it as much as we can, right? So to make sure that for the Trillium Bugfest, number of tests that need to be executed manually will be not so high, right? So just to make sure that we can reduce manual workload. That's why assistance from front-end engineers is essential here. Right. So, and yeah, so thank you for your support. Thank you for your understanding. Yeah, so our focus right now on troubleshooting, right? So on analysis of failures, but for the future being, right? So when we'll have some kind of excellent pass rate, I will ask front-end engineers spend the same, like already asked, a time box of 20% of time, not only for troubleshooting, but also for fixing some tests. Yeah, because we've got plenty of scenarios that need to be covered by automated tests. And if we've got more tests, right, so we've got more stable tests, it means that we'll have less manual work. And I guess that's our goal. And also would be great to follow approach defix first. Right, so if just follow the same what Toyota did in the past in their production conveyor, yeah, when some defect is identified, yeah, we should not put it in the backlog. We should fix it right now, because for quality standpoint, that's essential. For time spending activity, that's essential, right? So because if we are fixing defect right now, it means that person who introduced the defect could be within the context of changes which were introduced this defect, yeah, and better to fix it without delay, right? So just right now, yeah, because if we are spending more time in the future, because in the future, if defect is put it into the backlog, it means that later this person will spend more time to get back into the context and root around into the problem and so on and so forth. It means that we spend more money for this work and spend more time in the future. Yeah, that's why approach defects first should be our like motto for the next release. Yeah, so from quality standpoint, that's it from my side. Do you have any questions? I still have a few topics that I want to show for you.
Hi, it's Anne. I just have a comment on that. While I do recognize that fixing defects is important and a part of the process that we have each sprint, I do also realize that the narrative of fixing defects immediately before anything else or above anything else is coming to our sprint teams in meetings that product owners are not attending. And I think we need to be careful to understand that when we have defects, we have priorities that are assigned to them. And part of what we do when we manage the backlog and when we move forward throughout the sprints in the release cycle is ensuring that the priority is correct for the defects and being judicious about when the fix is planned and released. One of the reasons we need to be careful with this narrative is if we're always fixing a defect, and of course we understand that we want to produce high quality work from the beginning, reduce the possibility of defects, but if we're always stopping to fix defects, we're going to get ourselves into a position where we won't move feature work ahead. And so I, just like the rest of this call, which I've been very grateful for, really encourage you to consider this narrative, especially as it's coming to the technology side of our teams, because we want to get ourselves into a position of union here and recognizing that we use JIRA to prioritize both feature work and defects in order to move Folio forward, both high quality and efficiently. So I need to say that, and I really hope that it's heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Anne.
So we're at time. Alexi, we have to figure out a time to have you back to talk about the other updates, because the next meeting will be a meeting where Caitlin from the Product Council will talk about their initiatives around prioritization, and Tara will join us about the app interaction. So I don't know if we'll have time to have you come back next week, the next meeting, not next week, but we definitely need to have you back or utilize another time to continue the conversation. So if you look at the agenda, you'll see some dates for some milestones. So please review the agenda as far as some milestones for some of the releases. this is what happens, Tom, when I don't have a meeting for a month. but thanks again, guys. Nice to hear from folks. Stay cool. And again, Alexi, thank you for your time and your patience today. And everybody have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everyone. And thank you for your thoughts and feedback. Yeah. Thank you. See you.
Take care. Bye.